Got a good one today. Wednesday, May 5th, 2021. A repeat of a CrossFit Games open workout. I'm so happy. Well, I don't know if happy is the right word. It's a challenging workout, but it's one of my favorite open workouts from the past, and it fit beautifully into what we needed today. So I'm happy that it fit beautifully, but I don't know if I'm happy about how it feels, but here we go. It's CrossFit Games Open Workout 15.3. So this occurred in the year 2015 is how that works. It's a 14-minute AMRAP of 7 ring muscle-ups, 50 wall ball shots, and 100 double-unders. Wall ball shots are with a 20-pound ball to a 10-foot target for men, 14-pound ball to a 9-foot target for women. And we also today, I programmed it as a two-person team workout in case you want to do it. And, you know, fitness with friends is fun. So as a two-person team version, it would be for time, as a two-person team, knock out 28 ring muscle-ups total, then do 200 wall ball shots total, and then end with 400 double-unders total. And during that, only one person's ever working at any one given time. Oh man, okay. We've got a video showing the kipping ring muscle-up, wall ball shots, and the double-under. But this is a taxing, challenging workout. And if you're thinking about maybe you have all this capacity to do these movements, is it appropriate for you to go prescribed? I would say you want to feel confident that you will get through at least one round of the workout in 14 minutes. If you think you can do that and you'll be somewhere in round number two, even if it's just two muscle-ups into round number two, then I would say yes, you can go ahead and most likely have the capacity to pursue the prescribed workout. But obviously the choice whether or not to scale is ultimately up to you, because no one knows you better than you. Nothing in the workout needs to be unbroken. As a matter of fact, it's such a challenging workout. Breaking up each movement into some intelligent chunks will probably be the smart call to get further into the 14-minute AMRAP. Super Fitness Robot rounds for this. This is data pulled from beyond the whiteboard. Super Fitness Robot is completing two rounds and getting halfway through round number three. Wow, that is incredibly impressive. More likely number of rounds, 1.5. So finishing one entire round and getting halfway through round number two, which is why I'm saying if you're thinking about pursuing the prescribed option, you want to be quite confident that you'll be able to complete one full round. Scaled option. Again, maybe you don't have ring muscle-ups yet. Maybe the wall ball's a bit challenging or the double-unders are no good. So for the scaled option, AMRAP 14 minutes, 7 low ring muscle-ups, using as much leg as possible, or as needed, I should say, kipping chin over bar pull-ups or ring rows, 50 wall ball shots, lower the weight, 14-pound ball for men, 10-pound ball for women, also lower the height, 9 foot now for men, 8 feet for women, but of course, lower to whatever height is appropriate for you. And then 100 single-unders per round. Now, here's my only caveat to that. Maybe you've got single-unders all day long, and your double-unders are hit or miss, no pun intended. You don't necessarily need to do more single-unders to get better at them. So then I put in parentheses, if you so choose, you could do 1 minute and 30 seconds of honest double-under attempts in the workout. And then you get whatever you get in a minute 30, you set the rope down, and you begin your next round. That is really a great way for those people that are good at single-unders, but are working on their double-unders to improve them during a workout. And then, of course, we have a two-person team version as well. If you're unfamiliar with the low-ring muscle-up, it's fantastic. We've got a video showing that. It can be a great just strength builder of what you need to eventually get muscle-ups, but since you can use your leg as much as needed, you really can focus on technique as well by performing the movement a little bit slower, making it less demanding on the upper body if needed. So check that out. It's great. There's also a second low-ring muscle-up video on our YouTube channel. Then I said pull-ups or ring rows. If you don't have strict pull-ups yet, you don't want to be doing kipping pull-ups. So if you've got strict, great, you can do some kipping pull-ups per round, but if you don't, work the ring row, start to develop your strict pulling capacity, then we'll get to the kipping pull-ups later on. So we've got videos today showing you the lowering muscle up, a couple of different styles of kipping pull-up, the linchpin how to get a pull-up video on ring rows and single-unders. And also, as part of your subscription, you get Beyond the Whiteboard, which is incredible. They have a program to get you your first strict pull-up. It's one of their specialty programs, and it's top-notch. So if you're unfamiliar with that, check it out. It's a phenomenal resource. Limited equipment option today. 14-minute AMRAP, 7 low-ring muscle-ups using as little leg as possible, 50 jumping air squats, which is just an air squat that you, at full extension, jump into the air 2 or 3 inches, not a maximal jump, and then 100 double-unders. And obviously, we have a two-person team version of that as well. But for the limited equipment crew, you've got a choice today. If you don't want to do the 50 jumping air squats, you can do 25 goblet squats per round, and that goblet squat will be done with men holding, kind of in the front rack position or on their chest, just one 50-pound dumbbell, and women holding one 35-pound dumbbell. So your choice as to how you want to do the below parallel portion of the workout. No equipment workout today. Still a 14-minute AMRAP, but we're going to do 25 hand release push-ups, 50 air squats, and then 100 jumping jacks. And then there's a two-person team version of that as well, and some videos showing push-ups and the air squat. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. You've got a choice here. First choice is either dumbbell box step-ups, 30 to 40 reps total, alternating legs each step. You choose the box height and loading. There's a video showing that. So you can choose that or linchpin barbell complex number 5. Really easy, not taxing at all. You won't even know that you did it, quite frankly. Those are all lies. Linchpin barbell complex number 5 is 4x, 25 thrusters, then 25 pull-ups, just one time through, bang, with a 95-pound barbell for men or 65 for women. You rest 3 minutes. During that time, you've increased the loading on the barbell, and then you do, for time, 15 thrusters at 135 for men, 95 pounds for women, and 15 chest-to-bar pull-ups, again, just one time through. So you do either the box step-ups or linchpin barbell complex number 5, or you don't do anything because the accessory work is optional. And then you're going to go ahead and hold your chin over the pull-up bar and accumulate 2 minutes, either with a regular palms out grip or a supinated grip with the palms facing you. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have a few stretches on the docket. Calves and foam rolling, we've got a video there. Wall stretch for the leg, holding 1 to 2 minutes per side, and pec stretch, laying in your side, also 1 to 2 minutes per side, and those also have a video. I hope you enjoyed today's training. Good old CrossFit Games open workout. You can't go wrong. For most of us, it is a rest day tomorrow. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back here for Friday's workout.